We did this a few years ago for the July issue, and we wanted to revisit it. And when we did, what we noticed is that the whole landscape of global choices and restaurants had increased tenfold. So instead of going out and just kind of giving an overall view of the best restaurants in this genre, we decided to go look for iconic dishes or interesting or brand new dishes. And so we sent out, I think there were seven of us or eight of us. We went out among the city and looked at all the categories, and we couldn't even hit them all. That's what was so incredible. And we got about 65 dishes within several categories. So we did Chinese, but we tried to hit some like really cool and unusual Chinese, Middle Eastern, Indian, Thai, Mexican, German, Japanese, Korean, Russian, Caribbean, Vietnamese, Greek, Malaysian, and Ethiopian.
And I think it's very useful the way you organize this, not in terms of restaurants, but in terms of special dishes, and then you list what restaurants serve these dishes. What are some of the most exotic dishes that are now available at our ethnic restaurants or our global restaurants?
I'm going to start with probably the most exotic, at least in this issue, and that's at Wang Hapa, which is a restaurant in Over the Rhine. The people that own it also own Pho Lang Thang in Finley Market. And they have a traditional Filipino dish called balut, the famous little duck. It looks like a whole egg that comes in a little cup, but it's a partially fertilized duck egg. So it has like a 17-day-old embryo in it before it's boiled. I mean, some really deep dining. And so you kind of crack it open with a spoon, and I mean, it's head, beak, eyes, wings, and, you know, little nubbins of down. And it's probably difficult for some people to eat. As far as some of the more unusual ones, the black cod with miso from Ondo, I mean, it's a very traditional noted fish preparation, but unusual to find around here. So that's at Ondo in Blue Ash. I love all the Malaysian cuisine at Straits of Malacca in Mason. Maybe the oxtail stew, and that's at Island Fridays on Vine Street in Coryville, a wonderful Jamaican place.
One of the things I noticed in your cover story is that you list some very exotic desserts.
Right. A great place to start is with Brij Mahan. So Brij Mahan is this wonderful Indian restaurant, vegetarian Indian restaurant over on Reading Road in Sharonville. And they actually call that whole little strip along there Little Bombay because it's stacked with all kinds of chaat houses. Chaat means a type of snack. And so when you walk in Brij Mahan, they have an entire pastry case of all Indian desserts. One of them is this milk cake, and it looks like little squares of boiled fudge almost, and a very caramely taste to it. That's wonderful.
One of the ones that really piqued my interest was a Thai dessert called Forbidden Rice Pudding, and it's made with black rice.
It is. So this is Zab Thai Kitchen in Loveland. Black rice with coconut milk kind of sauce around it. It's not terribly sweet, but it is so good and has almost a very smoky and nutty flavor to it.
Donna Covret is dining editor of Cincinnati Magazine. I'm Steve Hirschberg.